T-minus 1 minute. T-minus 50 seconds. T-minus 40 seconds. T-minus 30 seconds. T-minus 20 seconds.
Own it, Kong. I own it. It did.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.
That's right. It's Wednesday. You know where you are. Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. And it's Wednesday. Your girls, your Dynamite Dolls are here. We had a show.
We had a show.
It was a night. You know how we do here. We gotta do some rankings. We'll see how we feel. Join in the comments. You could do it all night. What do you think?
So this is one of those sauces that starts off very mild and then it punches you in the middle. But then it ends up very, like, chill. Like, it gets hot in the middle, and then it cools off. If that makes sense? Like, kind of one of those.
I think that last bit lost flavor.
I could see that.
You know?
Oh, probably does. There you go, JD. It was in my blanket. I'm tired. But yeah. that's what I would say. It has a punch in the middle, but then it just, like, didn't finish strong. It started off fine, punched you in the middle with the spice. There goes the slow burn. And then it just kind of fizzled.
I agree with that. Yeah. We had some spots, but we'll just go right into it. We had an interesting card. MJF was mandatory in Milwaukee. We had Sky Blue and Riho teaming up to take on Ruby and Tony, Swerve versus Darby, Keith and Chris Jericho, Orange Cassidy versus Buddy Matthews, and of course, ya boy, Powerhouse Hobbs versus Silas Young.
No, so, JD, that's actually Keith. That's his render.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I forgot the BCC versus poor Brandon and Knock. That was we just went right in. We opened Swerve and Darby. A good match.
Oh, are you asking me?
I'm saying, well, okay, the thing is, we saw on Rampage, we've added the embassy to the Mogul affiliates. They are now Mogul Embassy. This is the best photo I could find. This ragtag group.
Trash.
You know, I don't understand it. Sammy and Tay were watching.
For what reason, I don't know, but okay.
Well, they got their own iPad. They're not blocking the one TV in the back this week. So
facts.
Good for them. And so did Jack Perry. He got his own television in the back somewhere too. as they're all keeping eyes on themselves. Poor Pillars going after that title. Good match.
It was fine.
This was weird. We got biting.
Yeah.
Darby wins. Of course, MJF comes out. There's some words. Again, and we say it every week, cut this promo down. It would have been fine in a 5-minute segment because Darby did have some nice points, you know? That, like, is MJF happy? You know, he's still as miserable as he was when he met him years ago. He thought the money would make him happy. And Darby said, bro, I was just like you my first year. But then I was like, I should get some therapy. So I did. And I've invested into my family. And I helped my dad retire, which is awesome. And, you know, that Sting is his best friend and all of this stuff. I wrote some notes. But MJF, of course, is miserable. He said he doesn't care about his legacy. Darby's is going to be Sting's little bitch. Then Sting came out. And we didn't know there was a drinking game. If you're going to watch it later, please take a shot every time Sting says Cody.
Yeah.
Because the man said it a lot. Sting came out, says he's got one more run, or it's his last run. I actually didn't really hear much of what Sting said because it'd been a long time. But, you know, he was passionate, and we ended it. It was very long. It shouldn't have been this long.
I don't have anything to say.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest with you. MJF was on my TV entirely too long today. I tuned out more than halfway through. As soon as I heard his music hit, I could have took a pee break at that point because I was no longer listening. I did hear Sting say it was Showtime like 17 times. So there's that. But meh, they could have kept it off. I know they're trying to build to this match with the four of them at Double or Nothing, but I don't care.
Yeah.
That's just me, though. You know, people do care. But I don't.
It sucks because, like I said, Darby made valid points. And, you know, even Sammy's made valid points. But I get so bored hearing MJF talk that I tune out. And then I don't care about what's happening. Even Sting didn't save it. Sting came out. I don't know. Hold on. We got something fancy. We're fancy now. I forgot what this is.
I didn't know you were going to use it.
Oh, of course I was going to use it. I wanted, you know, we're leveling up. Let's go.
We are leveling up. Shout out to my friend Justin over at the Wrestling Classic for what he does. But yes, we are leveling up. And that made me happy. Even though doubling back on this feud doesn't make me happy, but whatever.
Yeah. So Hobbs and Silas Young. We did see your boy pull up in a very nice ride.
For the moment.
Yeah, so that was important. But this match.
2.2 seconds long.
Yeah, that's it.
He had a longer match with Shane on Ring of Honor than he did.
Yeah. I mean, Hobbs wins, of course.
Surprise, surprise.
He's going to go. He's going to do some more beatdown, him and QT, drag Silas out. But then we see the screen, and something very interesting is happening. Never leave your car unattended. Don't bring your nice vehicles to work.
That one. Don't bring them to work.
With the convenient forklift. Just...
always, always conveniently placed, ready right there to destroy a vehicle.
I guess when you're a wrestler, you also have to be forklift certified.
Yeah. No, I think that was Warlow's job before he got to wrestle. That was a shoot job.
Well, you know what? Most wrestlers in the hours are forklift certified because of that.
Right. Got to have a shoot job. So, you know, everybody can't be a DMD like Britt.
No,
so.
It's true. I was trying to, I never got forklift certified. I was trying. Can't be a wrestler. Wardlow comes out. They brawl. And poor Aaron Solo.
Oh, Lord. He just got. Yeah, that was a move.
You know what? You know what this calls for?
Nah.
You know, I hope you're okay, Aaron. That was ugly. Real ugly. But these two aren't done feuding, which I guess makes sense, but
I guess we'll get them on the card probably for Double or Nothing. I'm pretty sure, so. And they'll probably end it there. It'll probably go back to Wardlow and whatever.
How did you feel overall about this segment?
It was fine. Squash match for Hobbs. Put Silas Young, some Ring of Honor talent on TV. But then it just went full circle with this feud back to Wardlow. So, I mean, it's just ended so we can move forward.
Yeah. Hopefully it will end because we did find out later that next week these two will be going one-on-one for the TNT Championship. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we'll move on and Hobbs will have something nice to do at Double or Nothing.
Right.
Please, Tony.
At least let him be at the meet and greet. I'd appreciate that.
We heard from these two. We got who Jay White was. I almost forgot that happened until I just, They're okay. Here.
Thanks, guys.
The International Championship, Orange Cassidy, Buddy Matthews. This one.
It was good.
It was real good. Orange Cassidy Fingies.
Yeah. Like finger play.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's the one thing I don't like. I got scared. Were you scared for Orange Cassidy's championship? Because they're real close.
I could say a little bit, maybe, but I think Orange Cassidy is he's good for now. I don't think he's come across that opponent that's going to snatch it from him just yet. I think it's coming.
Yeah,
but I didn't think it was Buddy.
Yeah, I don't know who, but Buddy has a title. He doesn't need another one.
Yeah, he's good.
He's fine. I don't know what this was.
Things changed, apparently. Y'all are the same. You look the same. You just have a red light behind you.
I think he has a red mask, too.
He already had a red mask.
No, it was black.
No, he had a red one time.
Did he? Mm-hmm. See, I don't know. I thought it was just green. I was like, who is this Legion of Doom knockoff? And then I was like, oh. Mm-hmm.
It's giving he's trying to have the brood in AEW and it's not working.
It's not. However, when we added Abaddon in this hypothetical situation last week, I could get
that would do something that. For me. But this is doing nothing.
I'm over it. I hate it. I'm over it. And I... pains me because I love Christian. All right. This is where the flavor came in.
This was it for me. This was the highlight and the end of the show for me. You could have just cut it off, but we won't tell it. Let's go.
Let me set it up and then we'll go off. Ethan Page.
I don't think I even have it in me. I'm just
joy. Ethan Page has some words. He's big mad about Matt Hardy turning on him last week. Matt says you should have read the contract because if Hook beat you, we were out of it. So read your contracts, people.
Yeah.
So, but then Ethan's like, hey, there's more members of the firm. Lee and Big Bill come out. We get a brawl. Hook comes out. But then I have no words. I'm still processing this. I don't know about you.
I'm trying not to cry.
Listen, I've already cried on here. You go ahead.
I have two. I've cried. I think it was Ring of Honor that I cried on. But
we, yeah.
For one, he looks so good. He looks so healthy. He has some good weight on him. His face doesn't look tired. He looks very good. His hair is healthy. Everything is looking good. You could tell that he was pacing himself a little bit, which I'm proud of him for. I am happy. I'm over the moon that he is back, but I will say this. If he is not back in a space that will allow him to preserve himself, then I don't want him back.
Yeah.
And that's because if you were watching, as proud as Matt's face was beaming to see his brother back, when he did the moonsault, he was hurting. And he was hurting after when he was hugging them and he was trying to celebrate and push through. His body is tired. It's battered and it's bruised. And I want Jeff here for the long term. And if that means that he has to take it easy, I would much prefer that he does that than put himself in the line of fire all the time. So while I am ecstatic that he's back and he looks absolutely great, he looks healthy, his face and color and all of that is back and he's just looking really good. Be careful, Jeff, because we love you and we really do not want to see anything happen to you. So, Tony Khan, because we know you be listening, we know y'all be eavesdropping in our show. Two things. Please make him available for Double or Nothing weekend in Vegas. But also, you are a family show. You have made yourself out to be the company that is different. It is the alternative and all of these things. So now is your time to show it by preserving your roster. So that's all I got to say, but I am ecstatically happy to see him back. And anyone that knows me knows that I love this man with everything in me. I cried. I got like 4 text messages when it was coming on. You know, Nikki and Al both texted me, you know, like they were making sure I was watching. Cause I'll be honest with y'all, I had a shitty day. I had a very bad day. And this turned it completely around. So thank you, Tony Khan, for that. But yes, our boy is back, man. He's back.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I think I'm still processing where I couldn't even like react. I was just like, oh, he's there. I saw, you know, I read the internet. I saw, oh, he's backstage. And I was like, oh, okay. That could mean anything. So I'm cautiously optimistic because I just want him to be healthy. And we've said it before. We said it last year. We said we just want him to be healthy. And if he has to step away, that's fine with us. Just use him sparingly. Don't put him in the ring all the time. Right. You know? Big matches, a pay-per-view. But even then, don't do all your swantons. Hit your swan one and then done.
Right.
I don't need to see it every week. I don't need you jumping off things every week.
You don't have anything to prove to these people. You have nothing else to prove, Jeff. Remember that.
Do a little brawly brawl and then you leave? That's fine. That's fine. I am low-key disappointed he tied his hair because I did see that fan photo of Silver Fox Jeff Hardy.
Listen, I love the color of his hair. It looks so healthy.
I do love the color of his hair, but a Silver Fox Jeff Hardy.
It does a thing, doesn't it?
I can support that. But I love any version of Jeff Hardy. Right. The love of my life. So, yes, I'm very excited to see what happens. If whatever multi-man match, that's going to be the best place for him. Is a multi-man match. He can rest. Let Hook do the thing. Let Hook take all. He's 5 years old. Take it. Him and Lee, they can just do all the things. And you take the tag and you get all the glory. And nobody's going to be mad at you.
Facts.
It's fine.
Jeff Jarrett does it all the time.
Yes. But you're Jeff Hardy and you're better than Jeff Jarrett. But you know what? This is a celebration. We are very happy to see our boy back. And you know what it makes me feel?
Hey. Definitely makes me feel
the vibe.
Like Ian and Caprice. 100%.
Side note, Excalibur, why are you starting beef with our boys?
Oh, it's going to be some beef tomorrow, and we will be there.
My words tomorrow. Yeah, I'm very happy for him. He looks great. Just cautiously optimistic, but let's just live in the moment. Let's just be happy.
That part.
We hear from, this is Tony. Tony, you can't do this to me? Hello? Hello? This was too much. Look at Kenny.
Somebody said White Henley Kenny Omega is a different Kenny Omega.
I saw that, yes. That is a fact. Kenneth Omega from home. I guess his last straw was Dawn. Okay. But he big mad at BCC, but he says he's not here tonight. But he's coming for those BCC boys.
Mm-hmm.
We get this little backstage from a poor injured hand or
right.
Like, go out there, Doc. And best friends challenge Aussie Open for Friday at Rampage. Very interesting.
Be interesting. Aussie Open is getting their TV time, I'll tell you that.
I'm here for it. Let's go. I thought this was going to be a later thing, but you know what? Let's go Friday. Sure, why not?
Right now.
Let's do it.
No time like the present.
This match, if you could call it that, happened.
I wouldn't call it a match. It's a fiasco.
Brandon, Michael Nakazawa, you brave, brave angel babies. You tried. You did your best.
You called that a drive.
I love that for you. They were attacked from behind.
The commercial segment with BCC coming out was longer than this. We were in picture longer than we were in the match.
It was awful. I hated it. These poor babies. They knew what they were doing. They knew they were going to get their butts handed to them. They knew.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But in the spirit of friendship, they took it on. They tried. They tried their best. This is when Nakamura could have used his baby oil he used to wear. This would have been a good time to pull that out.
Yeah, sure.
You know? But of course, BCC wins. And then Battle Cry plays. Kenneth Omega in the world's ugliest jeans but no shirt comes out. I'll look past it. He comes out, stares him down, and they're like, oh, well, you're alone. Oh, no, he was not alone. The Bucks came from behind. Hello? They beat them. The Elite came. And then, Matt hands Kenny a flathead screwdriver while Mox is in the corner and says, an eye for an eye. Kenny was going to do it. But of
when
course,
I say I'm sick as hell of these screwdriver lobotomies, I swear to God I'm sick of.
But it got out of the way. We did not get another week of traumatizing you. You've had enough. We've all had enough. That was a lot. So they pull him out just in time. Blood and guts, I assume.
Probably. Child, I don't know. The people said they're here for it. I love that for them. It was good to see the Bucks back. You know, we had a shoulder popped out of place and a bicep hanging on partially, you know, and so they're good to see that they're both back pretty quickly and, you know, things are going well. We love that for them. Give them something to do, I guess.
I thought before Blood and Guts, because now it makes sense, Blood and Guts. I was thinking we're going to Anarchy in the Arena too.
Please no. Jesus Christ.
And I'm so traumatized.
those matches are unnecessarily long for no reason.
I'm still traumatized. I can't, I still get traumatized hearing Wild Thing. That's where
they
fought
the entire song. It was about to start over again, and they were still fighting.
Oh, I know. It was the most disorienting moment of my life.
I was like, are we just going to fight to a soundtrack? Is that what we're going to do? We're just going to Wild Thing? Okay. All right. Well, let's do it then.
You were at home. It was much better, I'm sure, at home.
Oh, yeah, it was.
So, Blood and Guts, let's go Blood and Guts. I don't know if I could handle being in another Anarchy in the Arena.
Yeah, I can't handle it. One. I'm not going to watch if it's Blood and Guts. I mean, I'm going to be present, but I'm not going to watch it. The number of screwdrivers, there will be no more in the hardware store playing with them.
That's true. They're going to clean out a Home Depot and the Lowe's.
Baby. No home improvements going on that weekend. Okay?
Nothing. Sorry. You need to fix your shed? Too bad. And up next. We got our ladies.
Very poor placement of this match. Poor placement.
Okay, we all need to wear this. It's going to be in the card. Big oof. But
yeah,
they had a great match.
Yeah.
You know, Sky Blue and Riho work really good, great as a team. I liked when Tony was like, oh yeah, just help her balance as she carried her to the corner to jump off.
Super cute.
Yeah, you know, Sky Blue, we're coming around to her. She's all elite now. It's official.
She is contracted. Shout out to her.
I thought that was already a thing. But
it was not.
It was not. I was wrong. But, you know, look at this. Like, she almost has it, but of course, Diabolical Outcast. She was fighting all of them. She got all of them at one point. Sky Blue. She was kicking everybody.
I mean, she had to. They gave her her moments, you know?
Yeah. She did well. Shout out to Toni Storm and her little space buns again.
Yeah.
In the end, the Outcasts win. Say spray paint poor Riho. And Jamie Hayter comes out. She tries to even the odds. But then Britt Baker comes out. Clears everybody. And was about to stomp Saraya.
Was.
But they pulled her out. Again, everybody's just pulling everybody out.
Everyone's getting saved.
Everyone's getting saved, I guess. Whatever.
Yeah.
But these two stood tall, and next week in Britsburg, I'm going to say it one time, I'm not going to do it again, these two will fight Tony and Ruby Soho.
Right.
That was announced later in the show. Yeah, terrible placement. You know when they could have put this? Anytime MJF was talking earlier.
Whatever. It was cool. Getting a little tired of the Outcast. I don't know. I want something to happen with this, but
yeah, you
know, we'll see. We'll see what develops. Maybe it'll end a double or nothing.
I hope so. But also I want Jamie to defend her title.
Right.
I don't know. Our main event.
She's here. She's here. Wow.
It was something. This is how we started off. Kiss of death. It was fine.
It was fine. That's all I got.
Is it giving me main event? No. And that's
is
not because I don't love
that Keith. I care. No.
It's not you, Keith. It's Jericho of it all.
That part. You it was fine. Guys, yeah. It was fine.
Yeah, we're not hating. Like, it was a good wrestling match. But after Jeff coming back, after the Elite returning, you know?
It just fizzled out.
Yeah.
Even with Daniel Garcia on the side. It just fizzled out.
It was a match.
Not we celebrating. It was a match. We all know what happened with this match.
This guy.
Mm-hmm.
How many masks does this man own?
It ain't no more AliExpress, I'll tell you that.
Not the AliExpress.
He done got all the designs.
Oh. Jericho wins, obviously. Some help swerve.
What? Don't call my name. I didn't lie. AliExpress, he got them for $2.37. He ordered each one and he waited the 3 weeks for them to get here. Find the line.
And we end with these two. Adam Cole Bebe comes out. They're hanging out now.
Friends.
They're friends. They're frenemies.
We're friends.
How long till we recreate that pounce?
You know, I don't know.
Or we could do it with Danny Garcia.
There's an idea.
We sound like haters. We just really went through that show really quickly today.
Listen, it needed to be quick. Sometimes you don't get an hour worth of content, guys. Yeah, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you just get what you get. They gave us what they gave us, and we gave y'all what we could, what they gave us. Okay?
Yeah.
It was what it was. It wasn't the most spectacular show with some great spots, but...
Oh.
So, yes, it was. That's one reason that Adam left, is because they wanted him to be a manager and not wrestle. And Adam said no. And they wanted him to wrestle Keith Lee. Not that Keith Lee needs a mouthpiece, because he speaks very eloquently and he doesn't need anyone to speak for him. He's very understandable and relatable, but, you know, they tried to turn Adam to a manager, so he did. So they said, Joseph, so you're correct. But I don't even know what's going to transpire with this. A lot of what happened tonight just felt very empty. And I mean, y'all can feel how y'all want to feel about it, but a lot of what happened just felt empty.
Yeah.
So...
It was a show.
It was.
It didn't make me want to turn the channel, but it was fun.
Joseph?
Yeah.
Taya on Rampage yet again.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's Taya. I think it's that they have Jade allocated to Rampage right now. She'll cut a promo on Dynamite, but she has really been riding the Rampage wave. And I feel like that's where they're trying to keep them and also to keep people watching. But they could be doing themselves a disservice, you know?
Yeah. I think even like to recap that promo they did last week when they were face to face, because that was a really good showing for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could have went back and did something with that at least. But what do I know? I'm just a girl.
Just a girl.
I don't know.
We're just girls.
That was Dynamite, guys.
That was it, guys.
It was a show.
It was. More exciting. Your Dynamite dogs will be in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully with press, but if not, apparently we're going to be there anyway.
We'll be there.
We have purchased tickets, so AEW, approve our names on that list. Thank you. But we will be in Vegas looking super freaking cute, just so y'all know.
Yeah.
Get into it. We're going to be, the doll's going to be darling, okay? So yeah, if you're coming to Vegas and you catch us, say hi. We're not only doing this stuff all weekend, we're doing fun stuff too.
Oh yeah, so, we have plans.
And I did take off actually Thursday and Friday out so we can do more stuff so I don't have to work. So I'm waiting for them to approve it. So I can actually be on vacation and then we can do the things, you know, all the things.
We have so much fun. Yeah. You know,
yes, come on, the dolls in Vegas. The dog, literally, y'all. If I showed y'all what my countdown says on my phone, Dynamite Dolls Take Vegas is in 43 days. So,
43 days,
we're gonna do it. We're gonna hang out. We're gonna do the things. I think Aisha's gonna be in Vegas too.
She is, yep.
TK might be there because I saw your name on that list, TK. Mm-hmm. So, she might be there. We might get an appearance by our beautiful, wonderful Nikki Bougie. Of our golden standard. Listen, come on, the dolls and the CEO. See?
Mm-hmm. See? We see you.
We see you. So Vegas is going to be fun, guys. We're building up to, we are in double or nothing season now.
Yeah, which I feel like we should be more into. I'm not.
Yeah, not really there yet, but we'll see. They still got a little bit of time to get us there, hopefully.
Yeah.
You know, so.
If we have, you know, let's throw it to commercial. We'll run down what's going on Rampage.
Hey, peeps. TK Trinidad here, boss lady of Women's Wrestling Talk. And I want to say thank you so much for watching because you've got millions of options. Plus, you don't have to worry about sharing your password to check us out. But while you're here, hopefully you know we have so many more shows to watch, like Turnbuckle Glam, Raw Post Show, WOW Post Show, AEW Dynamite Post Show, Women's Wrestling Army Post Show, NXT Post Show, Impact Wrestling Post Show, AEW Rampage and SmackDown Live Post Show, On the Scroll, ROH Post Show, WWT Live, plus all of our interviews with the hottest women's wrestlers in the game. Make sure that you like, comment, and subscribe. Check out our website at www.talkpod.com and follow us on all social media platforms at www.talkpod, and make sure to spread the word. That means send this to the group chat. Yes, even the person with the green bubble. Thanks again so much for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Ciao for now.
Yes, that's where you can find us every day, pretty much.
Missing is our newest, mm-hmm. Access, which I'm literally watching now. We've been getting, and this episode 3 is fire, just so y'all know.
I started watching it, but my internet got weird, so I was like, okay, I gotta.
We will be here Sunday to recap this episode of All Access. Us, your Salt Shakers, and Aisha.
Yeah, Full House.
And this episode is getting into some things, okay?
Woo. Listen, anyway. I saw it opened up with Tony. I got the first, like, before the commercial, and then I had to cut it. I'm into it.
It's been good, guys. So, other than that, y'all know where to catch us. Wednesdays, Thursdays, Sundays. Booked and busy, like my sister wife said, okay? We're here. Before you run down Dynamite, let me just say the card for tomorrow is going to be great. And there's a little bit of beef brewing between the commentary teams.
Yeah, what is this?
But we will get into that. For those that watch Dark, there's a little tizzy between Excalibur and Taz and our favorites, Ian and Caprice. So Ian made very clear on Twitter that he has something to say and he will say it this week. So tune in tomorrow, guys, for Ring of Honor, because it's going to be, apparently, outside of the card, which is also good, a little spicy.
Yeah. Just saying. Anything goes in Ring of Honor. You know what? I like it. But also the disrespect. I love Menace.
He is a menace.
I love Excalibur, but you stirring up things, sir? Sir.
You write no checks you can't cash, Excalibur. So... Exactly, Joseph. Oh, crap. But hit us with this, sis. Tell us what's going on.
So Rampage.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get, There's two for Dynamite. Rampage, we got Aussie Open and Best Friends. We got Jungle Boy Jack Perry versus the returning Sean Spears. We found him. Good to know he's back.
He was in the back the whole time.
He had that baby.
He was there.
And of course, Taya versus Emi Sakura, which is obviously going to be amazing. This is the weird one because we saw this on Rampage last week. This unlikely alliance between Mark Briscoe, Jay Lethal, Jeff Jarrett, and Satnam Singh. I don't think this is what Mark Briscoe asked for. This is not what he thought.
Jay is looking down like, this is nasty work. Do not approve. Jay is like, Jay Driller, everybody in that match.
Ooh, that would be the best outcome.
Your side, their side, everybody. Everybody just catch one and walk out. Because what is this?
Yeah. Shenanigans, I don't like. And like we said, next week on Dynamite, our women's tag match, Britt Baker, Jamie Hayter, Ruby and Toni Storm, and of course the TNT Championship, Wardlow versus your boy Hobbs. Good times. Seems
to be interesting. To say the least, guys, but you know, the one thing you do know is we got you. We're building up to Double or Nothing. And if they don't make it exciting, we will do our best to make it as spicy as we can for you. You know, and do what we can.
You know, we had a good time. I always like hanging out with you on Wednesdays.
I like hanging out with you any day.
Oh, thanks.
And now we've got a whole weekend coming up. We get to hang out, so that's going to be fun.
Ooh.
Finally, we get to
hang. It's our time. Everybody had Mania. We have Vegas. Let's go.
Apparently we have Vegas. So. And I'm going to hit the best buffet that I can think of out there.
Buffets are back.
And figure out which hotel has the best buffet and which one will give me drinks while I sit at the nickel machine and spend $20. Because I don't really gamble, but I'll get $20 in nickels and just keep hitting the button if you bring me drinks.
And maybe you'll sit next to a Young Buck.
Maybe, or maybe a Powerhouse, or maybe I'll sit next to a Hottie, you know, or maybe a anybody. We'll see. It'll be an eventful weekend for sure.
It will. And you know where to find me. Hell yeah. You know where to find me, Mika. Meek the Mage. What are you doing? What are you doing on the internet? I think you make magic. Magic
on all the things. Gotta do it, man. We're here. We'll be back for you. Back for you tomorrow. TK is laughing, but she knows I'm serious. So yeah. TK, do you want to go zip line down Fremont with me? Because Al only wants to hold the camera.
I will be. You're doing amazing, sweetie.
I don't think anybody wants to zip line with me, but
Powerhouse, if you are listening, if you want a zip line,
but we're gonna Ferris wheel at least. Mm-hmm. So, but we will see you guys back tomorrow. Ring of Honor is at its regular time tomorrow. So y'all know the Ring of Honor show comes on a little earlier, comes out about 8-ish, 8:15, 8:30-ish. So we'll TK is down the zip line with me. Hello? That's what I'm talking about. As long as my hips can fit in the harness, we good. But we'll talk more about that later. We'll talk more about that.
Yeah.
Catch us tomorrow because we're out of here. But you know, same bad time, same bad channel on the number one women's wrestling channel and show on the planet.
Hey. Bye.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.